Today's podcast is brought to you by friend of the main show, Eric Brewer's comedy show at the Cashmere Cricket. It's on Front Street in Cuyahoga Falls. It is January 11th. It has Eric Brewer hosting, Jensen Strock, Sean Sullivan, James Earl Brassfield, Willis Gordon, very funny, and Brian Kenny, and possibly Tim Wolf. It's a free show. Get there early. They usually start about like 8:30, I think, like, or maybe 9, actually. I don't know. But I would suggest getting there about like 8 o'clock. They have a lot of cool beer specials and stuff like that. It's a really awesome spot, but like I said, very limited seating. Good show, though, so check that out. And now enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony Cincinnati.
We both have stomach aches and we're a little tired. So today's episode is going to be just majestically full of fun and Nicolas Cage and John Travolta. It's basically Face Off, but without the radness.
I'm going to burp and cry.
You're going to burp and cry? Mm-hmm. What's wrong? You just got heartburn?
No, it's like a little like, it's just, I don't know.
I had a hoagie.
Feels shitty.
I had a hoagie with some salami, some turkey, some Italian dressing and stuff, and I had it on like an actual like hoagie bread, and then I had a bowl of pasta and a Diet Coke and a salad, and I don't know what's happening to my stomach right now, but it feels like it's being ripped apart by a tiny alien.
Yeah,
I might vomit on mic.
I just had a lot of sketty.
You did have a lot of sketty. A lot of sketty. Did you know that you remember what's that little hick girl?
Be more specific.
The little girl from that show in TLC, her whole family sucked and it was all about her, like Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, she always called it sketty, but it was like fucking ketchup and
butter.
Yeah, yeah. On like ramen noodles or some shit like that. That sounds awful. Anyway, so right off the top, we didn't go into what we were doing the in-depth on last week.
Nope.
Before we ended the episode, because I went on a long diatribe about Batman. That you are a huge fan of.
Yeah, you beat my point to death.
I wasn't trying to beat your point. I was just trying to make a point. Not beat yours, though. It wasn't like, you know, like, I gotta kick this motherfucker's dick in the dirt. I was just like, oh,
you were on the schoolyard and like, come check this out, guys.
Yeah, well, watch me punch the fat kid.
Watch it. He's afraid of me.
No, But we're going to do Broken Arrow, so if you haven't seen it, shut it off now. Go watch that gem.
96,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, I feel like it's in the statute of limitation to where we can actually spoil
nearly
it.
Nearly 20 years.
Unlike Tusk, like, the day it came out, we were like, so here's the ending! Oh, so now I got to put this
fucking... I didn't care
thing.
For these plot points.
Yeah, so, Broken Arrow, that's what we're going to do our in-depth on. Our genre 5 is what we're starting on. Favorite Nicolas Cage movies. I'm sorry, my brain is fried from all that fucking food, dude. Like my,
you're
I'm just like
I,
tummy.
We're doing, like,
we're trying to do this podcast, but my stomach keeps on punching me in the face. All right, go ahead. Give me your genre 5 for Nicolas Cage movies.
My top Nicolas Cage movies.
Which isn't
movies.
Really a genre, I don't think.
No, it's not at all.
Oh, what genre you want to do? Nicolas Cage.
Well, I mean, there's like, you know,
he has like
there's
70...
games about like Kevin Bacon. This is a game about,
yeah,
Nick Cage.
True.
Movies.
He has like 78 acting credits.
That's pretty cool. He has one directing credit.
For what?
I don't know. Something.
I'll look it up. Go ahead, though.
My first one, in no specific order on this, because it's Nick Cage list.
Really? There's no specific order?
No.
Okay.
What? You really want a top one?
Sonny was the movie he directed.
Oh.
Was that one of yours?
No.
Yeah. I've never seen
but
it.
But you really want like a big winner at the end of the list?
I have one for me.
Great, now I gotta get one.
They laugh sometimes when you make funny jokes.
Shush.
Okay.
My first one on... Stupid ass.
Shush.
My first one on the list is Leaving Las Vegas.
Never seen it.
Really depressing.
Oh, that's
highly right up, recommend it.
Right up your alley.
Yep. Love it. Pretty much the only person who goes to Las Vegas to like end his life.
Is he just trying to gamble it all away? Like, have
gamble
one last
and
hurrah?
Drink it all away until he dies, yeah.
Why is he so depressed?
Because he is an addict. And
oh, so it's not like, my girlfriend left me.
No, it's just like, there's no reason to live like this.
Huh.
But it's really good. I haven't seen it in a long time, and it made me want to watch it. The next one on the list, Adaptation.
That made mine, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a cool flick.
It's a cool flick for
it's
him.
It's all about screenwriting and stuff like that. It's almost like a hate note to Hollywood about like how you'll have this great idea and then they'll just keep warping it into this piece of shit that you end up hating yourself. And even though you're trying to become from a creative spot, that is a cool movie. I love the cover of it.
With you. Love the cover. The flower pot.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was really cool. That always fucked me up as a kid. I was like, is this movie about him being a flower pot? I don't want to watch it.
It's weird.
I am Groot.
I really did get confused. I was like, I don't know what this is about when I first rented it from like Family Video back in the day.
Oh, I had no idea even when I watched it. I was only like aware of it when I watched it like a couple years ago. I was like, oh, this is like a commentary on like fucking screenwriting and shit like that.
I like his neurotic character in that. Mm-hmm.
Like the other twin or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Third on the list, The Rock.
Oh, it's a good one.
It's my favorite, like, action-y, because there's a lot of action-y Nick Cage stuff, and that one, I picked one action-y one, and that was it.
The Rock was the, they had the green balls, right? Yeah, okay, because when we were watching Broken Arrow, I was like, this is one of the green balls? Because Broken Arrow and The Rock came out, like, right around the same time period, I feel like.
Yeah. It's, like it was, like, mid-90s. Nerve gas. Like, yeah, the nerve gas. They're on strings.
Yeah. Who was the bad guy in that?
Ed Harris.
Yeah, that's right. Remember Milk Money?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's all. Yeah. Every time I fucking see him, I'm always like, oh, Milk Money, where the kid fucking buys the hooker. Yeah. To fall in love with his dad. Such a cute story. But then he ends up falling. God damn, I want to watch Milk Money.
I know. Milk Money is good.
It's great.
It is good.
I haven't thought about that movie in so long. Go ahead.
Now I'm thinking about The Abyss.
Oh.
Getting his ring stuck in the door.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, I was like, that wouldn't work.
That dude rules. He's in fucking everything, too. And he plays an awesome villain. I'm trying to think. He was in another movie. Oh, Snowpiercer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the captain. Spoilers. Well, I mean, you know who is the villain. You just didn't know it was Ed Harris. Like, it's not like he's foreshadowed. Like, he's not in the movie. It's just the character that he plays at the end. Anyways.
Yeah. My fourth one, Joe. One of his
I haven't
newest.
Seen that, but yeah, I heard great things. I have it downloaded. I just haven't gotten around to watching it.
Yeah, wow.
As most things that I have. Like, you mentioned, I'm like, oh, yeah, I downloaded that because I saw a preview, but I can't watch it because I don't have time.
Yeah, Joe's a good watch. It's one of those real kind of slow, artsy, like gorgeously acted films.
Huh. Remember Prince Avalanche?
I love Prince
Avalanche.
Does
it remind you of that?
Yeah, it's desolate in that way.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Them out.
When I saw it, I was like, oh, this reminds me of Prince Avalanche. That was Paul Rudd and I can never remember that kid's name from fucking Into the Wild.
Emile Hirsch.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I thought that movie was awesome. But yeah, that's what it reminded me of.
And it was off base for Nicolas Cage, the way it was off base for Paul Rudd to be in Prince Avalanche.
God, he killed in that role. He was, I felt so sorry for him the whole time.
Yeah.
So sad. Like, walking up the stairs in the fake house, like, honey, I'm home. Like, fucking, like, in the burnt down, like, ruins of that house.
Yeah.
Trying to just act as, like, some type of normality. He's like, my sister fucking hates you. You're a loser, you fuck. Give me my watch back.
If you haven't seen Prince Avalanche, those are details from that film.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, it's not like I explained, like, you know, fucking.
It's serious, though. Yeah. It is good. Great serious flick. And good.
It's not action either. There ain't no fucking Ninja Turtles whipping around doing front flips, fucking doing some rhymes. Doing some rhymes in the elevator. God, that
what
fucking part.
What the fuck are you? What tangent
my brain, dude,
did you
it's,
just?
It's the stomach. It's making me go
dude,
all crazy.
You went
ways.
From spaghetti to PB&J. You're like,
yeah, ugh.
Prince Avalanche. No turtles.
No,
turtles in the turtle
no
shell.
No turtles in that. Michael Bay's not in that. The island was great. I can't believe that giant black guy died.
Scarlett Johansson. Where am I?
Oh man, she was Black Widow. I sure do like Hawkeye. But anyways. Just a constant stream of thought.
He may be stroking out. I don't know. Who knows?
All right, go.
The fifth one, The Weatherman.
Oh, that's my fucking, my jewel. What's that fucking thing from Aladdin? God damn it. Remember he calls it like the jewel in the sand or some shit or like, it's kind of like the creme de la creme.
It's
like the same thing.
Arkenstone.
But I can't remember what the fuck
Lord
it
of the
was.
Rings.
Oh,
I mean The
son
Hobbit.
Of a
Jesus.
Bitch. Anyways.
Man, I got sweat brain.
Sweat brain, yeah. Yeah. Sweat brain and pasta brain. That's what we got.
Sweat brain, pasta butt. It's bad.
Ooh, pasta butt is the worst. Just bubbling up. Weatherman. I'll just say that's my first one, but that was like my top one. Weatherman is one of my fucking, like, probably makes like the top 20 of my all-time favorite films. I just really dig that movie.
Yeah,
like,
it's wonderful.
The whole Archer arc. I remember when he fucks that girl from the beer girl?
Yeah.
Jerked off at that part so many times.
That's so cool.
I know, right?
Man, cool.
Oh, dude, that's sick. Me too, bro.
Man, so cool. We have so much in common.
You did too.
Yeah.
Who didn't? I think that's on Netflix right now. At least it was for a while.
It was for a while, but I just relate to getting stuff thrown at me. Like, that's...
Was that the movie with the hot sauce? Or he forgets the... Or, like, the sweet and sour sauce from the Chinese restaurant? He's like on his way home, and he's like, "Oh yeah, sweet and sour sauce, sweet and sour sauce. Oh look, there's a girl with the ass. Oh man, her ass is sweet. I wish I could bury my face in it. Oh man." And then he gets home, and his wife's like, "Did you get the sweet and sour?" He's like, "Oh fuck me!" And then she starts freaking out. He's like, "It's not about the sweet and sour." Oh man, it's such a powerful fucking moment. It's a really cool movie. You should check it out. Nick Cage gets a pretty bad rap because I mean, like, I he does a lot of shitty things. But so Weatherman, yeah, that was a huge one. I love the fucking cover of that too. It's just like the Weatherman. He has like a bow and arrow on him with like in a suit. Yeah, I was like, oh, it's so sick. Kick ass.
Oh, you yeah,
because of his performance. Big Daddy. Yeah, no, except for the fucking ending when he's like when he's dying in the fire.
What is he? He's still giving orders, right? He's like, get down. Turn the light on. God, I'm burning.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Like,
but
he, like, talks to her during his death.
But, like, in the really, like, in the heat of the moment, for lack of better words, while he's on fire, pun intended, I suppose, he, it was just weird acting there. But I really dug him as Hit Girl's dad, Big Daddy, right?
Yeah.
National Treasure 1 and 2, love those flicks. Fantastic.
They are fun.
I mean, it's just fucking like
it's good fun.
Yeah, yeah, not any brain food, but I mean, it's nice to shut off and be like, ooh, the Illuminati. Look, he's at the Liberty Bell.
It's like PG Dan Brown.
Dan Brown?
Da Vinci Code.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. I'm more of a treasure protector. they're making National Treasure 3. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I saw him slated for that.
I'm fucking pumped. Oh yeah, because you probably went to his IMDb to check out all the awesome movies that he was in.
Yep.
So yeah, Kick-Ass, National Treasure 1 and 2, because who can pick? I mean, the first one was obviously better, but the Weatherman adaptation, as you said, and I think I'm going to catch some heat. I didn't want to put Face Off in there because Face Off was on my thrillers list.
Uh-huh.
And I thought I had used The Rock before.
I think I...
But I haven't. I'm just burping up a fucking Italian dressing right now.
You can see him. He's like, words.
Yeah.
Can't quite make it.
Oh, God.
Between burp.
Yeah, honestly. Knowing.
Really?
Ooh, I just love that plane scene. It's so
cool.
Wait.
That plane scene is 14 seconds of that film.
No, it's not 14 seconds. It's like fucking like 3 or 4 minutes, isn't it?
What are you talking about? Watching it just come from the sky and crash?
No, that whole where it follows him. Remember, he's going through all the people and shit. Like that real like non-broken scene, just a whole like one shot scene.
Oh, I thought you meant like from the ground, that shot.
No.
Of
I mean,
it
that,
hitting.
That shit was cool though.
Because I did say that, I did mention that to you when we saw it, that I was like, that's some of the greatest looking CG I've ever seen.
Yeah, it looks so
and
real.
I don't understand how. Or maybe they just had really dedicated CG artists, like, just like, dude, we're going to bust this out.
It
came out of nowhere.
Yeah, because, I mean, well, maybe, I don't think the movie costs that much for, like, budget-wise, other than probably Nick Cage's salary, because I'm sure he charges a fucking arm and leg.
I mean, I would look for that company if I was going to try to do CG.
Yeah, because that looked fantastic. And not only that whole, I don't know, I think it was shot really well. The premise was kind of dumb, the whole, like, kid knowing about it.
There's a girl, right? Like, he's in a cabin, and he knows it's going to... Like, he knows where bullets are going to hit and stuff.
Something like that, yeah. It's like him, like, all those tragedies and shit. Like, he's, like, finding this code or something like that. I don't know. Do you remember the movie City of Angels?
Who doesn't?
You remember when he's the angel of death, right?
Yeah.
And he falls in love with fucking like Meg Ryan or some bullshit.
But she has to die eventually.
Son of a bitch. My mom used to watch that fucking movie all the time. I was like, can we watch The Crow 2, City of Angels, Mom? I know Brandon Lee's not in it, but it's still The Crow, right?
No, idiot.
Yeah, and I'd always get pumped because I'd be like, City of Angels, yeah, Crow 2, even though the movie fucking blows.
Yeah.
But back when I was a kid, I was dumb. I like Spawn a lot. Mm-hmm. Still do. I always got super pumped, but yeah, I was never that version of it.
Wait, is City of Angels on your list?
No.
You're just an honorable mention?
Not even honorable mention. I just, my mom watched it a lot and it caught my attention. I was like, oh man, I've seen that movie a fuck ton of times.
Okay, cool. I was like, I thought you were going to be like, and I was going to put it in.
Honestly, knowing would probably be replaced. Can you grab my phone? I just dropped it. I'm so sorry. Yeah, wheel on over.
I hate you. 1 second.
Knowing would probably be replaced with The Rock. You handled that one. Your list was pretty good. I can't believe Raising Arizona didn't make yours.
It was Leaving Las Vegas and Raising Arizona were kind of neck and neck.
The only part that I remember of Raising Arizona is him driving around like, make a left here, make a right here, go straight, make a left here, and then he picks up the fucking Huggies on the road.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the only part of that movie that I remember, but I know that movie's like super well. Like,
yeah,
you
that
know,
movie's great, too.
Yeah. Who... Nah, fuck it. I was about to say, like, who directed that? But I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck it. I don't care. My fucking gut hurts. So you want to go into movies, you sheen?
Oh, yeah. I sheen two movies that...
That's it.
I've seen some more, but I didn't write them down. And I'll just go into these two.
Because we didn't talk about movies last time that we got together with Danny when we did the Batman Returns.
Yes. I only had one then.
Oh, good. Wow, that's insane for you.
I know.
You've had busy weeks. How was your New Year's Eve?
What did I do? Wait. That was the party. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went to a party. It was good.
Yeah, you went to a party. It was solid. That's why you weren't watching movies.
I was happy. Oh, I'm sorry. God forbid.
Son of a bitch.
Tony got out of the house.
Yeah, I mean, now we don't have content.
Put
see what you
clothes
do.
Clothes on.
All of them.
Put all the clothes on I needed to be in public and everything. No, it was really, really good. I got to see a bunch of friends, played Cards Against Humanity.
Cards Against Humanity is fantastic. I just got turned on to that game not too
drink
long
some
ago.
Sailor Jerry.
Oh, shit, son. You were partying hard.
I was going crazy.
I had some Dortmunders and watched Kids, that White Elephant game that me and you discussed.
I thought you were going to say you watched Kids.
Like, oh, the movie?
It's a pleasant
yeah,
night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's AIDS,
Casper. Oh, fuck. That ending is fucking horrendous.
Yeah.
Who did Kids? Because you went on to do something else, too.
That's going
to...
make me feel like a dick for not knowing.
I know,
it.
Right? So, same here. That's like one of fucking Bobby's like favorite fucking movies. Do you not want me to tell you? I'll let you guess.
No, don't let me guess. Just
yeah, no, let's play a game. You want to play a game?
Just shut up.
Okay, okay, okay. It's Larry Clark.
Okay.
That doesn't sound familiar at all. Did he go on to do anything cool? He looks kind of like Steve Jobs. Ken Park, you ever heard of that?
No.
Bully? I've heard of Bully.
Yeah.
And then What's Up Rockers.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have a seasoned career. So what have you seen?
I've seen... I went to the movies.
Oh, shit. Went oh, God damn it, I know what you're talking
he
about.
He went to the movies.
Yeah.
I saw The Hobbit, Battle of Five Armies.
I'm having a Hobbit day tomorrow with Lane. Me and her are going to watch the first two, and then we're going on Monday to see it in 3D IMAX at fucking Crocker Park, dude. $17.50 a ticket, what up?
Every day's a Hobbit day.
Honestly, for you.
For you.
Oh, yeah, I know I'm little. yeah, I have hairy feet. Always trying to get rid of this fucking ring.
Loved it.
Yeah.
It's gotten some mixed reviews, some, you know, bitching about it not being a good conclusion.
Well,
some,
good, does it have the same conclusion of the book? Or are people like, they didn't follow fucking, what is it, J.R. Tolkien? Is that who did it?
J.R. Tolkien.
Yeah, he's like, they didn't fucking follow his creation, or
well,
did they?
If they did, they wouldn't have had to drag it for three movies.
True. Yeah, though, I heard
really
the,
didn't need
I heard
drag.
The White Orc was like one page in the book or something like that. This is all hearsay, so I'm probably wrong. I'm sorry.
I don't even think the things they ride are in the books. Those,
the wolves?
Those wolf things?
Yeah. Well, I'm saying the White Orc. I mean, he was the fucking antagonist for, like,
the first
two movies, almost.
I mean, he's...
Still in the third?
Oh, no. He is, like...
Wow. Him and Smaug.
The corporeal villain.
Yeah.
Besides Smaug.
Well, and Smaug wasn't even introduced until the fucking, the second one.
Yeah.
I heard the third one was a lot about the Neuromancer.
I'd say it's more about orcs and physical armies.
So
in my opinion,
the more lead up to the big armies of like Saruman and shit.
But yeah,
like that.
The battle, like it is cool. Like if you're thinking, oh, I want to see a battle of five armies, you will not be disappointed. There is a plethora of
because they do show it at the beginning of
five armies,
Lord of the Ring, the Fellowship of the Ring. They show the five army battle like a little bit. And they is the Neuromancer Saruman when he's in human form.
No, that's not that battle. That's when Aragorn's dad dies on the battlefield fighting with elves.
Okay,
it's a similar battle.
Yeah.
But
not
it was before that. I'm almost 100%. Yeah, it has to be because he's been banished. He's only fire form. He's like talking through the Neuromancer. He's already been banished.
And the Neuromancer being?
The Neuromancer being his incarnation.
So that fucking dude that has the ring on. We're talking about Saruman, right? The Eye of Saruman, that dude, because they kill him and then it like fucking gets the blast and then he becomes the Eye later on. And he created the ring.
Sauron? Or Saruman. Saruman's white-haired guy that
Sauron. Eye of Sauron. Yeah,
okay.
My bad.
Yeah, the Eye of Sauron guy. The guy that comes in the flames.
So similar. So
yes,
similar.
I know. Sauron and Saruman. Yeah, Saruman is
The white-haired
good
guy. Yeah,
in
Count
these
Dooku,
movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's still good.
Right.
But the Neuromancer is pretty much like Sauron's gateway back into the realm,
mm-hmm.
but if he gets the Ring of Power, mm-hmm. then he would be corporeal like he was before.
And
but
that's
we have the ring because we cut his hand off in the battle. So Aragorn's dad's already dead. the kingdom of men is reigning.
So this is all leading up to that.
Yeah, yeah. Because, like, Aragorn's an adult in the third Hobbit movie. He's already called Ranger. He's already a guy, and he's already, you know, you can go... If you think about it as, like, chronological order goes...
They get the original actor?
Well, no, it's just you know that he's in that world. But if you think about it, the end of The Hobbit could be a year before the start of Lord of the Rings.
But fucking Bilbo's, like, old.
Oh, fuck, no, that's gotta be, like, 20 years then.
If not more, because, I mean, like, Bilbo's, like, in his, like, 30s, maybe 40. I can't really tell Hobbit age, but, I mean, like, the dude himself looks like he's in his 20s or 30s. And then when you see him later on, like, Bilbo's probably, like, teens-ish, maybe a little bit older than his 20s. Yeah, what'd I say?
Bilbo.
Bilbo?
Bilbo's a grandpa, yeah.
Yeah, so,
I wonder if maybe Aragorn's a teenager, but he's still called Ranger because he doesn't really
That would make sense because you add 20, 30 years on, he's, like, in his, like, 30s, 40s, and...
Yeah.
Even though people back then probably died at, like, you know, 25, like, that was...
I also wonder, because they talk about the ring aging you, like, it wounds you and, like, physically wears you down.
Like Gollum. Well, no, but it also says that it kept him along for a fucking, like, prolonged period because of the ring. Because so he's actually alive longer than he should have been. That's why he looks so weathered and aged.
Oh, yeah. I thought it, like, just wrinkled him to death.
No, because, like, I remember in the one when they speak of Gollum, they're like, yeah, it kept him alive for, like, way longer than he should have been. He should have died, like, a long time ago, because he used to resemble a hobbit or whatever, Smeagol.
Yeah, the river folk.
Yeah. I can't wait to see it, man. I mean,
you're going to love it.
Did you see it in 3D or did you see it in regular?
Regular D.
Did you see it at matinee?
Yeah.
Yeah, saving those coins, dude. Good for you.
Well, I had a pass. I could have gone to a night show, but...
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, I didn't care.
Was the theater packed?
No.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was good.
Every time I passed Regal in the past, since, like, school's been out, just been slammed.
Yeah, I was
3 o'clock in the daytime, 8 o'clock of the night, and just always fucking slammed. I can't wait to go see a Crocker Park. I don't think I've seen any of the Lord of the Rings or Hobbits in 3D, so I'm kind of stoked on that as well. And IMAX, so it's going to be super intense.
Yeah, well, yeah, wow. Scale is going to be gnarly.
But even, like, the soundtrack, like, of it. Because, I mean, Interstellar, like, it vibrated so much, I feel like this is going to have a fuck ton of bass in it. But, like, I can't
it's
going
to rip your ears off.
Oh, my God, my ears.
So that was one I saw.
Yeah. I saw Box Trolls. Did I mention this to you last week? I don't think I did.
No, but it's Pixar?
No, it's almost like clay. I can look it up, but it's like, it looks like claymation, but you can tell that there's definitely CGI in it.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, I remember seeing the preview for it a while ago. Well, that's weird. It is not coming up on IMDb's.
Uh-oh.
Box Trolls. Am I spelling it wrong? I feel like that's a pretty easy one for me to not fuck up. The Box Trolls. Oh, it's one word.
Yep.
Who would have known? Ben Kingsley. Didn't know that. Was he in it? Yeah, he was... Archibald Snatcher. I'm the villain. But yeah, it's really cool looking. Storyline's pretty sweet. It's a cool movie, worth a watch, definitely. I mean, it's nothing spectacular. It's not Toy Story.
Yeah.
Under things that people who like this also liked, Paranorman, Book of Life. The Peabody and Sherman movie. How to Train Your Dragon 2. That's right up my alley.
Yep.
Fire and Rescue, which looks like the Cars movie with planes and penguins. So it's a little childish, I'd say. But it looks really cool. I really enjoyed the claymation of it. It looked like a labor of love. Remember, what was that movie? Coraline?
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of had that same vein of it. Because, like, it was very smooth looking, like, all the movements. But the movement of the mouth looked more like the... Rankin and Bass specials, choppy for the mouths, but, like, the hand movements, the hair movements and stuff, it's mesmerizing to watch. I always did claymation and stuff like that. That always captured my imagination as a child.
I think it looks gorgeous.
Yeah, it's
watching
cool.
Watching that in motion.
And it's set in England, so, like, it has, like, the...
Hello.
Yeah, a lot of that. It's set in England. Hello. But it has, like, the brick roads and, like, you can tell that the attention to detail is pretty intense in this movie. As, like, Nightmare Before Christmas, like, you look at the trees and you can tell some motherfucker is just, like, with a knife making every little fucking scratch. And, oh, God, David.
There's no doubles in that.
New. But, yeah, it was cool. Let's see. You got a 7.0 on fucking IMDb. I'm pretty impressed with that. What else you seen, buddy?
I saw a movie called Scenic Route from 2013. Mm-hmm. And it's got Josh Duhamel from Transformers. The first few ones, he's like kind of like the marine guy that's in the desert.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought he was Paul Walker for a long time.
Oh, yeah, no. And,
and oh, yeah, no.
and Dan Fogler from Fanboys.
Oh, the Fogler.
Fanboys and Balls of Fury.
Oh, yeah, the bigger guy with the long hair. Fuck, that rules.
It's
is it funny?
Just them two.
It doesn't look funny at all.
No, no, no. It is fucking raw, dude.
Wow, it only got a 6.6.
Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them right in the dumb butts.
It's, oh man, I love the fucking ending. It, oh, the whole movie. The whole movie is just them being stuck, being hateful, being resentful, being violent, being stressed.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Absolutely awesome. And they kind of remind me of like two best friends in their 20s, now in their 30s.
Yeah.
Have
where life is
apart.
Fucking, yeah, beat the fuck out of them.
Yeah, and they're both like, dude, well, you're a fucking idiot for that and that and that. And
right.
He's like, but you're a loser for this, this, and this.
There's probably resentment between the both of them that kind
for
of boils
different
out.
Balances.
Why
yeah.
are they stuck in the desert?
Yeah, their
they,
car
like,
breaks
break,
down.
Okay,
yeah.
Right on. So.
And it becomes fucking straight up survival.
Huh.
Like, it's a really awesome raw movie. I loved it.
Right on.
Totally loved it. It's on Netflix. Check it out.
Oh, fuck yeah. I will definitely watch
cha-ching.
That. Then. Yeah, I Frankenstein just came on. Did you see that?
Yep. I didn't want to add that to my list of watches.
I didn't. Sorry.
No, it's cool.
I didn't make it through the past about 10 minutes of it. I fell asleep.
Oh.
Yeah.
I could fill you in. Dog shit.
Really? I remember seeing the preview and I was like, this looks fucking tits. It looks like a piece of shit that looks really cool CGI. CGI good?
Well. No.
Really?
Very, very sort of, you know, there's 1,000 gargoyles. Gargoyles are protectors of the light.
I did see that.
Demons are the bad people.
Yep.
Demons.
As usual.
Gargoyles look like someone made a character model and a CG rendering of a gargoyle.
Mm.
And maybe change the eye color from one to the next.
Oh, so they all look exactly
the
same.
Yeah, maybe give one a staff instead of a sword. But there's like 80 of them in a scene, and you're like, good lord, look at these.
Yeah, they all just look the same.
Yeah. It's just, also they do a lot of close-ups on the gargoyles, and it's just the most kind of blurry.
I thought the Frankenstein looked dumb. I was like, he doesn't look like it. He looks like one person with stitches going
through
his face.
No, yeah, he's fine. He's really, you know, fit and fast-moving, and he uses, you know, like clubs.
Yeah.
Like metal clubs that are blessed to beat the demons' asses for 200 years.
That's
and
good.
He
Remember,
talks, he's articulate.
Yeah,
and
no,
smart.
I caught that too. I was like, man, he's not like, duh, flower, little girl.
And his name's Adam.
What?
Yeah.
So it's the non-conventional.
It's the, you know, the monster kills its master idea.
Yeah. Well, that was right at the top. Yeah. And then it shows him walking through the snow being pursued by someone. Or no, the master was pursuing him, got away, dude froze, right?
Yeah. Master froze. Chasing after
Which
him.
Which was Frankenstein, actually. Yeah.
Victor Frankenstein is the whole, you know, I Frankenstein just means like I am my father.
Right. And a lot of people misinterpret Frankenstein's name.
Yeah, he's just
name.
Monster.
Yeah, his name is Monster. They never referred to him as Frankenstein. That was the person that created him.
Calling him Monster in the movie didn't work, so they called him Adam.
That's fucking dumb.
Oh, it's hilarious. Well, you know, and they only
Is it
thing
because
that
he's
I,
like the first creation?
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Because he's like, we're all his children in some way. And one of the angel people say that to him. I'm like, oh, that's kind of clever. I get it.
Yeah.
Like, you're part of this world. You're under him. Like,
right.
We'll call you Adam. Hey, they had to
do something.
We're going to call you Blue.
Who put that out? Was that Dimension? Or Lionsgate, maybe? I feel like it was Lionsgate.
Feels like Lionsgate.
Yeah, that feels like a Lionsgate movie. They sometimes they hit fucking rad movies. But
no,
other times,
it feels
I'm like, Jesus Christ.
It feels like they were like, just push it through. Literally,
I just don't understand how shit gets fucking like through that type of thing. Like, they're like, yeah, we'll give you, you know, a couple $1 million. Do they show, do they tell you how much the budgets are on IMDb?
Yeah, but I got it wrong that one time. Remember, it was an inaccurate budget.
Yeah, but I feel like this one's pretty new. Oh, God. All right, hold on. I, Frankenstein. People also liked 47 Ronin, The Legend of Hercules.
Fantasy dog shit. Fantasy dog shit.
Shadow Recruit. Never heard of it. Pompeii.
Jack Ryan.
Pompeii. And, 300 Rise of an Empire. You didn't like that. Mm-hmm. But the new RoboCop that was on there. So they have some good.
I did watch Jack Ryan. Not really noteworthy, but I did
was
see
Was that
it.
The Tom Cruise movie?
No, that was Chris Pine.
But Jack Ryan,
Star Trek. No, Jack Reacher.
Oh, is Jack Ryan a reoccurring character in fucking Tom Clancy's universe though?
I have no idea.
Is it called?
It's just called Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit, and it's got Kevin Costner.
Yes,
so I watched it, and Chris Pine did his job, and
Keira
Knightley's looking hot and sexy, mm-hmm. but it was very like, I've seen this, I've seen Bourne movies, I've seen 007s, I get it.
But I don't know if Jack Ryan is the person, it might be Jack Reacher that I'm thinking
Are
of.
Are you thinking of Jack Bauer?
Because, I don't think so. You remember Sahara?
Yeah.
With Matthew McConaughey? Hold on, let me look up that movie real quick, because that was a... it's a book on a series about somebody that's, I feel like, Dirk Pitt. I'm totally off. Never mind. Jesus Christ.
Holy spaghetti face.
Yeah, spaghetti mind, dude. I got that pasta mind.
God, pasta face. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. I got off track there.
It's on Netflix as well. It just got added. That Jack Ryan movie.
Yeah, Jack Ryan.
Yeah.
Shadow Recruit.
Yeah.
So, worth it?
If you have an hour and a half... And you're just kind of like, I'm feeling lackadaisical. I just want to chill. Put on Jack Ryan.
I wonder why he took that, because I feel like he could do...
It looked like it was called Paycheck for him and Kevin. Mm. Him and Kevin were like, oh, a quick 5 mil.
God, that's insane.
And that's right off the heels of 2 Star Treks.
Right. Well, that's why you think that you would go to something maybe a little more artistic.
That's why I was blown away by Aaron Arkin, or what is his name? The guy who played Frankenstein. Adam.
Oh, yeah.
And that's off the heels of some fucking really, really big Batman movies.
Aaron
Eckhart, yeah.
Oh, holy shit, he was Frankenstein? My mind just blew up.
Thank you for
smoking. It was, he had to have done something after Dark Knight. That is insane, though. Like, his,
off the heels of that, he goes to Frankenstein.
God, Battle Los Angeles, Olympus Has Fallen, and then Dark Knight, Thank You for Smoking are his, like, known for.
Yeah. Olympus Has Fallen is a fucking...
sucked.
See, yeah, that sucked. I enjoy Olympus Has Fallen. It's action.
I haven't seen it.
It is kick-ass, rated R, violent as shit, guns to the face, slicing throats action.
We'll be stoked because they're making London Has Fallen.
Oh, my God!
He was in the Rum Diary, Rabbit Hole. Yeah, I mean, Dark Knight, I don't know. I really enjoyed him in Thank You for Smoking. I thought he was the shit.
Yeah, he's great. But that's why I'm like, what the fuck are you doing on High Frankenstein, bud?
Yeah, it is weird.
And that's why he's called it a paycheck film for him.
I don't know if that was a paycheck film. I feel like that movie looked really cool, and it probably had a lot of promise, and then maybe studio came in and was like, nah, take that bullshit out. Fucking make all the gargoyles look the same.
Maybe he was contracted in, and when it was just called Frankenstein, and there was a great script, and then, like you said, an adaptation.
Yeah.
Then they get it, and they're like, well, we're making revisions. You're signed in. We're raping it.
Exactly, because once you sell the script, you don't own it anymore, and they'll still attach your name to it even.
Yeah. They might have played it like a really great character role, and it isn't a really great character role for him.
It doesn't even look like him, though, honestly.
It's pretty much him once you get into it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it does look like him. Never mind, I just saw a picture of Jesus Christ, him without a shirt on. He's like, look at my fucking rock-hard six-pack, but even though I'm made from different humans.
It is strange, like... In the movie, he doesn't have bolts on his neck or any sort of indications.
Mm-hmm. He has the scars on his face. That's what I noticed.
Yeah.
Like it looked like he's healed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he is. Like he kind of looks good. Like he looks fine.
He looks good.
I'm like, he looks cleaned up. He cleans up well.
Yeah.
I don't see what the freak, you know, in him looks. You know, I'm like, you don't look like that bad of a guy.
Remember Mary Shelley's Frankenstein?
Yeah.
With didn't De Niro play the monster?
I don't remember.
I'm almost positive.
That was a long time ago.
Dude, I love that movie when the fucking he rips out the chick's heart. Oh man, that's stuck.
I thought it was the dad from Ray. Everybody Loves Raymond.
Raymond?
No, Raymond's dad.
What? Mary Shelley's Franken.
Frankenstein, spell it.
Yeah, dude. Nothing's covered. Like my IMDb is like fucking fuck you, dude. 2010 episodes. I don't know. I can't look up anything on this bitch. Why don't you work Internet Movie Database? Well,
come on now.
You try to look up Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. And
that is Robert De Niro.
Yeah. Bam.
Wow.
Bobby D. Isn't it called Mary Shelley's? Am I spelling Mary wrong?
I just put in Frankenstein 94.
Motherfucker.
Yep.
But yeah, I really enjoyed that movie. You should check it out if you haven't seen it in a while. God, it used to be on HBO all the fucking time. Anyways, I saw Mom and watched it all the way through.
Oh, Daniel Radcliffe and James McAvoy are in a movie called Victor Frankenstein in 2015. It's slated.
Huh. Did you see Daniel Radcliffe's the movie Horns?
Fuck yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
That's you
absolutely
loved it. You know
it.
Who wrote that book, right?
Mm-mm.
Stephen King's son, Joe Hill.
Oh, that's nice.
I almost picked it up, but it had Daniel Radcliffe's face on the book. And I hate when they put like the movie adaptations on the book, but it's still the same book. I don't know. But Joe Hill, he's also wrote Lock and Key and a whole bunch of other rad shit. But yeah, you enjoyed it. I really wanted to see it. I think it looked really good.
It was great.
I read the first like couple pages of the book. I was at BAM, Books a Million, and I read like the first few pages, and it seemed fucking insane. Like the dude just wakes up with a hangover and has horns. Yeah. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to make a note back to the Frankenstein. I was thinking Young Frankenstein, and Peter Boyle does play Frankenstein in that one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But that was that was
a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
But I saw Mama.
Mama.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell your children not to walk my way. That would have been awesome if that's how that fucking movie would have started out.
So, did you watch Mama all the way through?
Yeah.
And?
I dug it. It was pretty cool. I actually have some notes on it. I have just like a couple bullet points about it. It's nothing like serious. The scream that she had was fucked up. That thing sounded nasty. I was watching it alone in my room like, oh,
did
God.
She like irk you because you're not into the whole
Dead old ladies
dead old
and shit.
Lady
yeah
witch.
Oh man, not so much. The CGI was actually pretty good though. I enjoyed
there's that end scene where it's a lot of her.
Yeah, there was. And I mean, the CGI could have been a tad better. Like, it wasn't like, you know, insane
I think
incredible.
It was like tip of their budget,
but pretty it was good. It looked really good, and like it was really cool. The ending was really bleak, honestly. Like, I was pretty impressed
that's
that
what
they went
I was
that way
most impressed with
yeah,
in that film,
because I was like, there's no way they're nope, they did it.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
No, I was like heartbroken. I was like, holy fuck.
The girl that plays the stepmom throughout the movie, I thought she was really awesome in it. I thought she did a really good job. And then what's the Lannister's name that's in it?
Jamie
Lannister. Yeah, the only one that's like easy to fucking say.
Yeah, Blondie McBlonde.
Yeah, he was good. He was all right.
Yeah.
Nothing special, but I mean, like, he was good. It was mostly that girl though. Like, I thought he was gonna play a way bigger role, but he was in the fucking hospital being a pussy the most of the time. The smallest girl always eating bugs and shit.
Yeah.
That shit was fucking, she was weird, man.
That's what I mean. That little, like, your kid's kind of possessed and obsessed, creepy.
It was very unsettling.
You're afraid of the kid like a dog.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It was very unsettling. Ending was pretty fucked. Those are my notes. But I actually enjoyed it.
It was fucked.
Yeah. I didn't expect it to go that way. I thought they were going to be like, oh, here, we fixed your problem. But then it was like, no, you didn't. And you're like, oh, my God. But it's definitely worth a watch. I would see it. It's not
one of those pretty ending horror, like, suspense movies.
And not only that, and it doesn't end like fucking, like, she might still be back. Like,
or, like, she just screams in the face of the camera and goes,
yeah, you remember how Carrie ended?
Credits. No. It was so forgettable. The new one you're talking about?
Yeah. With Hit Girl in it.
Yeah, it was so forgettable after she started killing people. I was like,
The only cool part was the car crash, honestly. Yeah. That thing was sick, and the girl's still alive, her head sticking out of the windshield. I was like, oh, man, this is fucked up.
Ouchie.
Yeah, that's gotta hurt. It's gonna sting, right? but yeah, I would definitely go see Mama.
I would, too.
That is my recommendation.
All right, cool.
Well, I guess we're gonna hop into fucking Broken Arrow.
Broken Arrow.
So what does Broken Arrow mean, Tony?
Broken Arrow is when a nuclear device has been either, stolen or is off the grid, out of their hands.
I don't know what's more unsettling, that that's happening or that it happens so often that there's a name for it. God now, damn that line.
Oh, yeah.
This was a John Woo film.
It was, Well, that's why you get all those nice slow little guitar parts and smoke and slow-mo.
And a lot of guns. A
lot of guns, a lot of sexy guns.
There wasn't that many birds, though. That's one of his things. It's like a lot of guns, a lot of birds.
Maybe this was pre-Bird.
Oh, man, he did Face Off. Wow, weird.
Yeah.
That's
insane.
The beach.
Like, he loves that one-on-one fucking...
Wait,
ending.
He did the beach?
Mission Impossible? No, the beach scene in Face Off.
Oh, yeah.
That ending is almost identical to both Mission Impossible 2 that he did and Broken
Mission
Arrow.
Impossible 2 had a lot of birds in it. I do remember
and
that.
It had a beach.
Huh.
Instead of a beach, it was a train on this one, but they were in the desert half the fucking movie.
Didn't he do the Hulk movie?
Yeah. I think so. Ang Lee.
Ang Lee. That's who I'm thinking of with the birds, too. Not John Woo. My bad. I'm sorry, John Woo. I didn't mean it.
Sorry, John. I didn't mean it, John. And I just went with it. I'm like, yeah, birds, yeah, John Woo,
birds,
whatever.
Birds, loves guns and beaches.
I'm like, no, Ang Lee. Oh, wow.
Yeah, great. Ang Lee is the... Okay, my bad, my bad. Okay, yeah, I haven't seen many of his films then. Let's see. Broken Arrow, Once a Thief, Face Off, Blackjack, and Mission Impossible 2, Wind Talkers, Hostage, Paycheck. Paycheck, I did see, sucked. Did you like Paycheck?
It was a paycheck.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so John Woo. Well, that devours some of my notes because he's not the right person I was thinking of.
Woo woo. 96.
Yep.
John Woo film. Mm-hmm. Got the Christian Slater and John Travolta.
Christian Slater. He sounds like fucking Jack Nicholson.
I love fucking Slater. Before, I wish he was awesome forever, but like he did fizzle out. But man, before 2000, anything he did, I'm pretty much in love with.
His thing in The Office was pretty cool.
What did he do in The Office?
He was like, wasn't he the for the
Oh, he was Saber.
Yeah, but it was what the fuck was it actually called?
Sabre? No,
yeah, it was Saber, but they called it Sabre.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
he's like, "Welcome to Saber." They're like, "Oh my fucking
I'm Christian
God.
Slater."
Yeah, I enjoyed that because I thought that
if
was
you're
really
listening
cool.
To this, you've probably recently been acquired by Saber.
Yeah, I thought that was a really cool thing for him to take because I mean, like, what the fuck did he have to gain
out of nowhere,
from that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so the movie starts off with a ring fight. And actually, it's a really cool shot. The
yeah.
Way, a huge shot above the ring.
It reminds me of Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, good call.
The pan
the TV.
In on the TV.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Oh, God. I fucking love Romeo and Juliet. The curse on both your houses. We did that on a podcast before.
I defy you, stars.
But yeah, so it's panning in on that ring, and it's a fight with him and John Travolta beating... Well, he's getting the shit kicked out of him by John Travolta, and they're having, like, this witty conversation.
Yeah, taunting
like,
and laughing.
Fuck this bullshit. I'd be like, ow, stop punching me in the face. Please, stop it. I hate this.
Yeah.
But instead they're like, oh, yeah, I bet you wish you were quicker. Watch my shoulder. This is where the punches are coming from, not my hand.
Watch it now. Watch it now.
Yeah, then he
Watch
punches him in the
Every
face.
Every time, yeah, punches him in the face.
God damn. But yeah, Travolta, this looks like pre-bald Travolta.
How did you enjoy I had a comment on Travolta in general. I don't care for him in a full villain sort of state in comparison to the way he plays, like,
Michael.
Like, the guy on Phenomenon.
Oh, fuck yeah. He's like, watch this, I can move a spoon.
No, I think...
Did it end up being
a
brain tumor in Phenomenon?
Yeah, it was like a really, like, progressive brain tumor.
God damn it. I got superpowers and a malignant brain tumor.
Yeah, you're gonna die quick and hard.
Such a fucked up movie. I totally forgot. Michael is fucking weird. My mom loved that movie, too, because she's like, it's like angels in the theaters. I like this. She's Christian.
He does have wings.
Yeah, he does. Covers him with that fucking trench coat.
Yeah, always.
God, we're not talking about
all
Michael.
All angels seem to like trench coats.
Well, it's the only thing that's going to cover. They can't wear capes.
Dogma?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck. Dogma rules. Go ahead.
Oh, but it's hard. I laugh at his one-liners, like when he's cussing and screaming and holding a cigarette like a French dude with like some
yeah,
sort of spasm.
I did the same thing. Yeah, he's remember in what is it? American History X. Edward Furlong smokes a cigarette like that too. Like he fucking like
yeah, he fetches it like with scissor hands.
Yeah, yeah, but like it's almost as if like someone's doing a high kick. Like if you were like to like show someone doing like a split with your fingers.
Yeah,
that's how like they go to grab their cigarette. Makes no sense
None
whatsoever.
At all.
It's like I want to crack one finger and grab. This
same
at the
like
same
when
time.
I see people grabbing cigarettes in movies that are like they're gonna use the claw fingers. Like they need to hold it like. It's delicate or it's going to burn their fingers.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. It's
I'm like,
weird.
Dude, and then they wrap it into their hand.
I kind of like that move, though. I
hate it. I'm like, that's going to make your hand smell even worse.
Right, right, yeah. This is like a yellow nicotine palm.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know. I like it when they wrap over the cigarette. Like, this is kind of hard to explain.
Oh,
but I mean, like,
yeah.
They kind of like, what would you do this to other than a dick?
If you're going up
okay.
on for the top of a dick.
Yeah, if you're
grabbing.
About to suck a dick, if the dick was presented right in front of your face, just imagine you put your thumb on the bottom of it and then wrap your fingers around. That's how like when people take their cigarettes out of their mouth or they suck a
when
dick.
A dick's in your mouth, like do you usually go on top and grab it like the cigarette style?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I call it the Frenchie pull.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go mm-hmm. for the thumb cockeyed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to give somebody different. You know,
yeah.
I'm sure they've had the fucking regular hand all the time.
Yeah, coming from the side or
yeah.
underneath.
Yeah, and then coming in my mouth.
Yeah. just like a good hit on a drag on a cig.
Ah.
Well, we've been speaking about hot fags all
yep.
long too much.
Yep, yep, yep.
And
long
that is
too much.
And my spaghetti words are getting to me, but I meant fag as a cigarette, British slang, not
I know.
Some sort of
hateful term. But yes. I'm glad you cleared that up.
Even Ricky Gervais had to clear it up when he was on XFM.
Really?
And he's in England, only airing in England. And he's like, I need to
address this.
Reiterate that we seriously meant like the slang term for a cigarette.
Right.
I apologize. After break, he got slammed.
Oh, Twitter.
People were like, dude. And he was literally in the middle of a sentence saying like, oh, that's how you'd hold a fag. Like, you know, he didn't mean a bale of sticks. He didn't mean a homosexual person. He obviously right. meant a cigarette.
Huh.
But people took it wrong. It
that's
was
insane.
Ridiculous. Even in England where it originated.
Right, right, right. And the term is still used.
Yeah.
I would assume, obviously.
But, yeah. Enough about smokes.
Yeah, enough about smokes. Okay, so Travolta put Sig out with his hand.
Oh, he don't care.
That was, he's like, did you just get promoted? And he was like, no, I didn't. So he's like, then why are you smoking in my fucking briefing room? And he's like, oh, sorry, yeah, I'll just put it out with my fingertips. I was like, good God.
I was like,
tough
come
ass.
On, come on, tough guy.
He was weird.
Flat
like,
top.
He shuts his, he, right before he shuts his locker, he salutes himself.
Yeah.
Dude's super self-absorbed, but I feel like that's how John Travolta is in real life. I feel
just
like he didn't
like,
have to
good
go
job,
out.
Good job, dude.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, right after a good take. He's like, someone fetch me my mirror. Fuck yeah.
He's like American Psycho when he's fucking, but he's giving himself like the
oh god.
The, he's flexing his arm,
that
looking
movie's
at himself.
So insane. The girl that was in this was an American Psycho.
Oh wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't remember her name. So that was one of my notes. He put a cigarette out with his hand. That's how awesome this movie was. I was like, note. John Travolta puts cigarette out with hand. That'll be a good one. Okay.
That'll be good to mention.
Outside shots of the plane look pretty terrible. The CGI of it. Because 96, but I mean, also coming off
the
heels of Jurassic Park. Not the bomb, the plane that they were carrying the two bombs on.
Yeah, the bomber.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. The stealth bomber, right? That's what it was. What is a B something?
It's not a 52, but it's something stealthy.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember thinking that it looked amazing, though. Back in the day, because like,
oh yeah, back in the day,
because everything used to be practical, or they used to be it used to be practical, so they'd be to scale, like, you know, like 1/8 or like fucking like 1/16, and then it'd be them flying through a fake canyon, but like,
yeah,
it was obviously a helicopter shot of a canyon, then they replaced it with a fucking I don't know, I
like when
weird.
It flies overhead.
That was
her.
Cool. Yeah, she's like, nothing going on here.
I was like, I'd shit my pants.
Yeah. Well, God, yeah. And then they okay. Why would anyone parachute nukes anywhere? Like, they're nuclear bombs, unless you're trying to murder someone.
That was weird. It was like that was the failsafe for the get the bombs out of here, but we're not bombing someone. Because also, those were missiles.
Yeah.
They were supposed to be, like, lowered and then shot.
Yes.
So I think that was, like, the only reason it was a parachute was because we were like, uh-oh, the plane's on fire. Get the bombs out safe.
Oh, yeah. We don't want
like,
the two
nukes
to blow up.
Like, that's not, like, an actual way they would attack with them. Because, yeah, that's ridiculous.
But that's what I'm saying. But even like, the parachutes going out, like, what a horrible way. Like, I feel like nukes are delicate.
That's the safest way from a plane.
That's
I guess.
Insane.
Or leaving them in there. Because they went and checked to think that they were, you know, they were like, ah, it's fine. They can survive 5 hours in a pool of boiling jet fuel.
Oh, okay. So the containment part of them.
To make the combustion of the nuclear
they
weapon
have to split
explode.
The atom, right?
Well, he talks about when the Marines first get there and he's like, we're going to disarm it, put some grenades in here and blow it up. It'll be a thermal detonation, but it won't be the nuclear detonation.
Oh.
It won't split an atom. Like, that hardcore reaction.
Right, right, right.
And so that's where I think it's like, you can kind of beat the shit out of the stuff.
Well, not only that, and if you look at Dark Knight Rises, he's hitting building tops, bridges, not giving a fuck about that nuke. Yeah, remember, just like, clink, clink. I'm like, he's going to blow up the city before he gets out
of
it.
That's what I mean. I think we're thinking of, our conventional thoughts of bombs are like, don't get like the little spark trigger to light the like fluid.
But there has to be an actual like certain like, what is it, like fusion or something like that? Well,
I
that's
have no
what
idea.
It was in fucking
plutonium and
in Dark Knight it was fusion or something like that, because remember that was the
I want to say a standard nuke is
cold fusion
uranium,
combustion or some shit.
Uranium.
Yeah, and plutonium and stuff like that, yeah.
But then, I don't know, then there's the atom bomb where they actually split an atom, which is totally different
than
I
a
think.
Nuke.
Yeah.
Right.
Those are scary.
That's insane.
That's scary.
It's crazy that one atom just splitting it does that.
I don't even know how to even start talking about that. That's
but it makes
so
a lot of sense to why they think the Big Bang happened.
It's so scary.
It is.
One of them. We have billions in us.
Yeah, I know, right?
Man, so deadly.
The Human Atom, DC comic. I have the first four prints of the New 52 run. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
You love having the power of God at your fingertips. You get off on it. Cue the weirdest stare from Travolta ever. Like, it was so fucking, oh my god, it was such a weird, like, choice for them to get that shot of just his eyes, and he's just, like, squinting, like, real hard, like, oh, I hate you, I'm about to kill you, motherfucker.
Yeah, he looks over, and he's like, I'm gonna rape kill this bitch.
And then the amazing fight sequence in the plane, which looked terrible. Whoever choreographed that, they didn't even shoot it well. Yeah. I thought the fight with them boxing looked more believable, and even that looked kind of shitty.
Well, there's even shots where if you watch, their seats are, like, 2 feet apart.
Yeah.
7 feet apart.
Yeah, yeah.
Three feet apart.
It's so weird. And then fucking dude just fucking ejects Christian Slater because he can't beat him.
Yeah.
He parachutes out. Yep, parachuting nukes.
I was going to say, it's a gorgeous setting. I don't know of many action films that are in deserts, mines. That's literally one.
Just saying.
Deserts, mines, and trains. That is three awesome, sweet, unique locations.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, Casino had deserts. No truth.
It has nothing to do with these kinds of films. Like The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And like Independence
Alcatraz.
Day.
Well, Independence Day.
And like
rad.
Jurassic Park.
And
like,
Independence
these are all...
Day had deserts. Because you like, woke the Earth! And then like punched him in the face. That alien.
I'm just saying it's pretty much like all set in one desert, but it's really cool.
Yeah.
The way they go into mines,
mm-hmm.
rivers.
Yeah.
I feel like it was Into the Wild, but nuclear.
It was appealing to the eyes. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was different.
Ambitious choice for location, that's all I'm saying.
Probably really fucking cost effective for them to shoot there, because they're like, yeah, go ahead, nothing happens out here. Just don't step on a scorpion or that weird dirt that chick was bitching about. I didn't understand that at all. What a weird... Oh, but she was a park ranger, so I'm assuming that's what they were trying to establish.
They were trying to establish that she had knowledge of the land. But
Just knowledge in general. I like how he's like, give me the gun, you're a girl, you can't shoot.
Yeah. And he doesn't know her name till the end.
Yeah, that
after
was a weird thing
killed, like,
you know you're under
people.
Arrest, right? And he just holds her hand to his heart, and it's like, Broken Arrow. I'm like, good God.
Slater.
What a weird nuke explosion from the fucking... wait, before this. Travolta's being chased by a gunship while he has the nuke in the Jeep that he's in.
Yeah.
And they're coming... The nuke's about to explode in the mine shaft.
Yeah.
And the passenger in his car, the guy that's like, I'm assuming that kind of like is going to get money from having the nukes or whatever the fuck, he's like, you don't know what you're doing, do you? And then Travolta just takes a fucking mag light and hits him in the fucking throat with it and crushes it. And then proceeds to give him the metal horns and like look direct, like like akin to like Breakfast Club. When he's like, you mess with the bull, you get the horns. Now he points the horns at the people. Travolta does that exact same move and he's like, shh, the dude's dead. Like, it was such a weird, like, he had such weird choices in that movie. And like, I don't know if he was trying to act, like, crazy or weird or some
shit. He talks through his teeth a lot, too. He's like, could you not shoot at the nuke? Like, six times.
Yeah.
And it's all through his fucking teeth.
And he says fuck a ton in it, which I like.
It's funny, yeah. It is funny.
He's got a great fuck delivery. That sounded weird. Says the masseuse? No. But yeah, I thought the nuke explosion underground was kind of weird. It was cool with the implosion.
Of the ground?
Yeah, that was nice, but like... You think nuke, and you think, like, that whole fucking thing's a crater. That's what I would assume.
Yeah.
Not just like, oh, yeah, this part of the ground, and then, like, the shock wave happens. And everyone on that fucking, in the, like, they were, it was the military, they were, like watching, like, what was happening and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, like, they're all shaking like Star Trek. Like, when shit starts happening, oh, it looks so bad.
I know, like, someone tilted the building 20 degrees.
No, honestly, it was like, all right, everyone ready? And now I act like we're
rolling,
and then someone's just moving the camera left and right, left and right. Oh, God, that looked bad. Do you have any
more notes?
Yeah.
I wrote that I fucking love Slater.
I said, God damn, what a rush.
I wrote that Travolta's a real pro at talking through his teeth when he's a bad guy.
Yep.
Always had trouble seeing Travolta as a villain in films.
Face Off, he was the good guy at first, and then Nicolas Cage was the bad guy, and then they switched to where Nicolas Cage is now Travolta.
Yeah.
So he was the villain in that one as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. But it's weird. He obviously fucking John Woo loved him as villains.
Yeah. Oh, man, but... Cage as the bad guy,
sick,
in Face Off, so much better.
Yeah, I agree completely.
When he has those gold double pistols that he pull out.
Face Off is so cool.
Oh, dude, he's doing drugs in front of kids, pulling out double gold pistols, talking about Peach. I could eat a peach for hours.
Oh yeah, he's talking about pussy though.
Oh, he's talking about pussy.
He's
peaches.
Talking about pussy
peaches. Peach, juicy,
fuzzy.
I wrote that Hummers are really badass. That movie makes Hummers look really.
I thought you meant blowjob. Sorry.
No. Just talking about the movie. Not what you wish we were doing later.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, do I?
What are you doing after the pod, dude?
Something about Hummers, bro. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Hummers. Yeah, see it. I'll turn on
Humvees.
The
lights. Okay, does that get you off it? Does that get your boner down?
It got me off of it.
Humvees.
All right.
Oh, got
yeah, you know what I'm saying. Fantastic terrorism video. He makes his demands, and he's like, "Or this will happen." And then it's just like fucking stock footage of atom bombs going off. I was like, "Oh, well." It's almost like
offshore explosions.
Yeah, it's almost like
from the 60s.
Basically, the beginning of any Godzilla movie. Yeah. Like that's what they show. I thought that was such a weird thing too.
Gojira.
God, so odd.
Very
odd choices in the 90s.
I wrote, "I love that the nuke has huge ass jitterbug cell phone buttons on it."
Yeah,
for
definitely.
You to press.
Yeah.
You only need 9 numbers, a 0, and an enter on it.
Yeah, also odd that, like, he was coaxing that girl through it with, like, the sexy gun talk. Also, it looked like she was going to blow that gun for a minute.
Yeah, she orgasmed when he was like, press enter. She's like, ah.
Yeah, it was weird. I was like, I'm not sure if she's scared.
She opened her mouth, and the gun was in her mouth. Yeah. And right before Travolta fights Slater hand-to-hand, he stands up, and the nuke is pointing at Slater, and the nuke is right on his crotch, and it's... almost seems like it was phallically put there.
Huh.
Like, look at my big fucking cock. Like, I don't need a gun.
Maybe that's what you wanted to see.
I'm the bad guy. That's what I was dreaming of.
Oh,
and then he gets inserted by it at the end.
Yeah, that was intense. He got blasted out of the fucking...
That was a unique, awesome death.
Yeah, no, I like how, like, you see the train crash, and then he's able to get up somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Even though where he was the first part of the crash.
Yeah.
And the nuke's flying at him, and he gets up and just kind of smiles at it, like,
"Yeah, like
come on, motherfucker,
give it."
it was
fun.
They blew up like 4 helicopters. That was
It was
helicopters. Yeah, they. I guess like fucking Sony or whoever put it out had like a surplus. They're like, "We need to get these We need a tax deduction this year. And if we blow up 5 helicopters, we'll get it."
We bought way too many.
I liked how in the hand-to-hand combat, Christian Slater has a crowbar, and motherfucker throws it away.
He's like, "Uh-uh."
Like, no, you beat me in the ring, but I'll beat you for reals here in this train fucking 13 seconds before this nuke goes off and we crash to our deaths.
I'm full of honor.
God, what a fucking idiot.
I know, you could have just cracked him in the skull and had extra seconds. Yeah,
plenty of seconds.
But then again, he was getting hit with it nonstop, and Slater's just like, I'll get up in a second.
Yeah.
Ow, stop it.
He was unstoppable.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, train crashes, Travolta has enough time to stand up and look at the oncoming nuke spear, then it impales him and catches on fire but doesn't explode.
Yeah.
Because the nuke, I guess, like becomes like a paperweight after they deactivate it. That was weird. I went like really soft A on
does
that.
Does it?
Oh, yeah, after they disarm the old bastard.
Oh, now.
You got any other notes for Broken Arrow?
That's about it, man. I liked it. It's fun.
It was good. It was a decent watch.
It is good.
Yeah, definitely a nostalgic watch for me. Me and my mom used to watch that a lot.
It's cute.
She's a big Christian Slater fan. And Travolta as well. But yeah, so what would you like to do the next week's in-depth on?
What do you have a feel? Something you want to go for?
I think, you're about to do Broken Arrow for Test of Tony. Then I was like, let's just watch it.
Let's both watch it.
I don't know. Let's look at the movie collection over here. Let's do something old and shitty. I kind of like the
for an in depth.
Yeah, because I feel like one, we're not spoiling anything for anyone. Two, it provides a lot of content for us to make fun of.
Old and shitty. There's so much old and shitty out there.
There's a lot of old and shitty.
Shut up. I was gonna say,
Sudden Death. That's not shitty, though.
No. Let's do a Seagal movie.
Under Siege 2.
Yes.
No, that's not shitty to me.
I know it's not. It's so good.
You know it's not shitty.
But I feel like if we watch it now, we'll be like, we can find shitty parts.
Also, I wanted to make a note about this. I just read it. The last Rambo that Stallone's doing is called Rambo Last Blood.
Fuck, I knew you were going to say that.
Last Blood.
I was like, Rambo First Blood. Dude. I was like, he's probably going to call it Last Blood.
Have you seen First Blood focused and all the way through?
Let's do that then.
It's one of the toughest fuck.
How long is it? It's like 3 hours? I feel like it's going to be 3 hours.
Bitch, it's not. No, it's a Stallone movie. It should be an hour and 40.
It should be, but they never are.
Check.
Yeah, Rambo First Blood. Why is part two coming up? Because that's what I want. Motherfucking... Fuck
such
this IMDb right now.
Douche.
I'm sorry, it's not my fault. Fucking no. Rambo First Blood, 2006.
What?
First Blood, 1982. There it is.
Jesus.
I guess it was like a made for TV. I don't know. That was weird. Running time, 93 minutes. Yep, I'm in.
Awesome. So that will be our in-depth.
Yeah.
Rambo First Blood.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can. I'm gonna still do Under Siege too for a test of Tony. And you can do it too if you want. Like,
yeah,
you were into it. So
I used to love that movie as a kid. Love that train. The whole thing's on a train, right?
You know what else is? Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, dude. You know what else is awesome in that same vein? Executive Decision and fucking oh my god, what's that one with Harrison Ford for
Fugitive?
Air Force One?
Oh,
fuck, The Fugitive and U.S. Marshals are awesome too.
We have a lot of.
There's so many good movies.
We
out
should
there.
Also watch General's Daughter.
Okay,
that's a rapey film.
Let's watch The Accused.
Oh.
Pinball.
I haven't seen that. Pinball. You know a lot of rapey films.
Two. Jesus. All right, Bill Burr, get back to the mic.
Two.
Yep, two. I'm a real concierge.
For the rapey sorts. Films. All right, until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.